The laundromat files detail transactions of $20 billion that were moved out of Russia, and it's believed that the money is connected to corrupt politicians and organized criminals. Now, the $20 billion is what we know about, but there could be as much as $70 billion overall, investigators believe, that was involved in this scheme.
And it was a pretty complex scheme, wasn't it, from reading the reports in The Guardian. How did they do it?
It was very complex and very smart. What they essentially did was they would use a Russian shell company that would act as a guarantor. So there'd be two companies, say, in the UK. There'd be Company A and Company B. And A would offer a loan to B, but it would be guaranteed by a Russian company and signed off by a Moldovan citizen. And this gave the company the right to have the debt certified in Moldova. And then what they would do is the money would have to come from Russia and be transferred from one company to another. Now, they could default on the loan or they could let the loan go ahead as normal. And if they decided to default on the loan, then the loan could be certified as bad debt. And that way, you were able to move money out of Russia into the European Union. And this was done through Latvian bank accounts. So Latvian banks were really the key for getting the money out of Russia. And the aim of this was to get money, hot money, out of Russia in order that it could be used to buy assets like properties and other high-end retail products around the world.
As well as goods, there were also properties bought in London, weren't there?
Yes, the Bloomsbury Tavern, I believe, was bought by one of the companies that was listed in the laundromat files. There are a couple of properties as well in Kensington. I think a double-fronted apartment there that cost about $13.3 million. And this is very typical. Of course, when you have that amount of money, where are you going to hide it? And where is also a good investment that appears clean and that you can sell on and use the money for other means? And very often it's high-end property, and London is a magnet for that.
There were also some pretty big name banks involved, weren't there? I've read Citibank, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, Bank of America.
Yeah, we focused on the British banks. So the British High Street banks processed over $700 million of the money. And that, yes, went through HSBC, was the prime bank. Over $500 million of that money went through HSBC, RBS, which is majority owned by the public through the government, Lloyds, Barclays, Coutts also, which is known as the Queen's Bank, which has since been sold, were also involved. They're among the 17 banks that should have come under the purview of regulators in the UK that were dealing with the money through the laundromat system.
Why weren't any alarm bells rung?
It's a really good question as to why regulators or also internal monitors didn't sit up and ask questions about the money that was being transferred. Some of these transfers, having worked with the data, are immediately suspicious. They come from the same account to another beneficiary account, day in, day out, only during weekdays, for varying amounts. But also the description of what the money was being used for was so ludicrous, and it was being used again and again. So looking at the data, I would see things like that the money was being used for notebooks, $500,000 worth of notebooks in some cases, or computing equipment or building equipment. And very often the companies that were buying the goods had absolutely no involvement in, you know, using $500,000 worth of notebooks or construction materials. So things like that should have been a flag. The fact that it was repetitious details about what the funds were being used for, and the fact that it was day in, day out, hundreds of millions being transferred from account to account. The reasons as to why it wasn't caught, we don't know. We've spoken to a number of investigators who have told us that internally in banks, although with the best will in the world, from the outside, very often compliance departments are treated with disdain, you know, because they're not necessarily always there to help the bank make more money. As I went through all the transactions, there are about 70,000 transactions in the data that I received. And really, of those, there are only about 40 that were rejected payments. And what was interesting to me was to look at those rejected payments and then see, did those same banks, having raised a flag, BNY Mellon, New York was one of them, did they then go on to process more transactions? So once you've raised a flag, is that enough to say no to any more money? And in the case of BNY Mellon, that was. But there were other banks that we saw in the data that although they raised a flag, they continue to process money from the same beneficiaries.
Has anyone actually been arrested in connection to this investigation?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in Eastern Europe, the bank that dealt with a lot of the payments has actually been closed down. So Trastecomers Banka was closed down following previous story that was done about the laundromat files in 2014.
That was the Latvian bank, wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Trastecomers was the Latvian bank. And Maldin Conn as well has also been investigated. Now, there are continuing investigations in Eastern Europe and also in Russia, though we haven't seen any prosecutions take place yet. People have been arrested. So some of the kind of people who are believed to be the masterminds of the system have been arrested, but there haven't been any charges as of yet.